So, to some extent, we have discussed from where we have to receive knowledge. But take knowledge without any mistake, without any illusion. Our knowledge, we have possessing four defects. We commit mistake. We are illusion. Our senses are imperfect. And we have got a cheating propensity. We are possessing these four defects. However great a man may be, he makes mistake in calculation to any human. Then we are illusion. Illusion means we accept something for something. Just like we are accepting this body as myself. This is illusion. The whole world is illusion. Everyone is thinking in terms of the body. And according to Vedic knowledge, anyone who is under the concept of this body as self is no better than the cow and the asses. Saiva kufa. So, these are our defects. Brahm, Pramad, Vipralipsa, Karunapat. Karan means senses. The instrument through which we gather knowledge. They are imperfect. So with so many imperfectness, how we can give right knowledge? That is not possible. So any knowledge received from this defective person is imperfect. Therefore, we should receive knowledge from the Supreme. Narayana para abhakya. Sipar Sankaracharya says, Narayana is beyond this material creation. He is, exists before the material creation. Mahamiva asamadre. Before the material creation, the Narayana is here. And after the annihilation of this material creation, the Narayana is here. Just like we are part and parcel of Narayana, living entities, soul. We existed before the creation of this body, this present body, my body or your body. and he shall remain also after the destruction of this body. Nahannati hannamani sarire. The real being means the spirit soul, Ahambrahmasmi. I am not annihilated even after the destruction of this body. Similarly, the huge gigantic material body also, when it is destroyed, Narayana exists, and we are part and parcel of Narayana. Narayana has got two kinds of expansion. One is called samsa, personal expansion. Just like there are so many incarnations. Rama Jimut Pisikalami Yamena Pisham Nana Abhataram Akarat Bhumani Sukhin Krishna Sayam Samabhava Parama Pumanaju Govindavadi Purisham Tamahangaya. So, Narayan, he has got many forms. Krishna is the original Narayan. And from Krishna, there are expansions. Chaturbha, Vasudev, Sankarsan, Anuruddha, Pradyumna. Then Narayana, from Narayana Purusha avatar, the Mahavishnu avatar, the Kirodakshayi Vishnu avatar, the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu avatar. In this way, Narayana has got personal expansion. Attaite hachiti anadi ananta rupam atam purana purusam navajavumanacha. We get this information from Vedic literature. So, Narayana, and we are also expansion of Narayana, divinas, we are called divinas, separated particles, part and parcel of Narayana. And Narayana has a personal expansion. So, we have to get knowledge from Narayana or Krishna. That is perfect. That is perfect knowledge. The Vedas means the knowledge from Narayana. That is perfect. Tene Brahma Rita Adikavai. He imparted the Vedic knowledge. Lord Brahma is not independent. He received knowledge from Narayana. So, if you receive knowledge from Narayana, that is perfect knowledge. That Narayana, so Bhagavan Sam Krishna, Narayana. If you receive knowledge from Krishna, that is perfect. Therefore, Arjuna is putting question. This question, what is this material nature? Prakriti Purusham. What are these living entities? Who are trying to enjoy this material nature. Gurus wants to enjoy prakriti. So, that I explained yesterday, that although we are also prakriti, we are now in the mentality of purusha. Just like in this material world, man and woman, the man is trying to enjoy the woman. And the woman is trying to enjoy the man. This attitude of endurance is called purusha. Actually, we are not purusha, we are also prakriti. Jiva bhuta mahabhava jayam bhajasiya aparayam idaktu vidhi me prakriti para. We are superior prakriti, but we are prakriti. But because we are trying to enjoy the other prakriti, which is dull, better, therefore, we are sometimes called as purusha. The mentality as purusha. So, Arjuna question is, prakritiṃ purusha. What are these purusha? What are these? Prakriti, khetra, khetrajna, what is this? Body, khetra, and who is the owner of the body? That we must know. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Beginning of spiritual knowledge is to know what is this body and who is the owner of it. That is the beginning of spiritual knowledge. When Krishna began speaking Bhagavad Gita and Arjuna accepted to become his disciple, Sishasriyam, Sadhimam, Krupannam, when he said. So, Arjuna was bewildered, whether he fight in the battle or not. So, the question was not solved by friendly discussion. Therefore, Arjuna surrendered to Krishna as a Sishya, as disciple, not as friend. So, as a spiritual master, as teacher, immediately Krishna chastised Arjuna. Asachyan anisvusattam pradya pradya vadam sabhas. You are talking like a very learned man. But you are lamenting on a subject matter on which no pandit, learned man, laments. Gatasam avatasam sanam srujanti pandita. He very mildly chastised. Indirectly, he says that you are not pandita. You are a fool. Because you are lamenting on this body. Nanu sochanti pandita. Those who are pandit, those who are learned, they do not consider this body as very important. They are pandit. But at the present moment, everyone is thinking this body as the most important. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, not according to basic understanding, anyone who is stressing too much on the body, they are gokara, asses and cows and animals. What to speak of becoming pandit? But at the present moment, the whole educational system is concentrated on this body. How to keep this body comfortable. Spiritual knowledge does not mean that you neglect your body. No, that is not the idea. But the most important subject matter of understanding is the soul. Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma Jnana. Adhato Brahma Jijayata. So far the body is concerned, that has been taken care in so many lives. In animal life, in past life, beast life, aquatic life. Now, athāta dharma-jitras. This is the beyond the inspection. Now, we should take care of the soul of the Brahma, aham Brahmas. This is required. That is a spiritual knowledge. Unfortunately, for want of spiritual knowledge, for want of studying Bhagavad Gita properly, we are simply taking care of this, temporary body that is being explained. First of all, Krishna said that this body is the Kshetra. Kshetra means field of activities. We are acting according to the body we have received. And this owner of the body is working. Just like a cultivator has got a certain amount of land and he is cultivating and producing foodstuff according to his own capacity. This is called karmakanda. We are working with this body and eating the desert and enjoying it. In this way, we are repeating again and again, this transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Tathetram jatya jatri. That we are. Now Krishna is explaining, first of all he has explained that we, the living entities, we are the proprietor of this body. But there is another footpath. That is Krishna. Just like of a house, rented house. One is the occupier and another is the proprietor. Similarly, this body, I, the soul, you, the soul, we are simply occupier. The real proprietor is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Kshetrajnanchapi manaviddhi, sarvakshetre subhat. Just like a lord has got hundreds of houses, and each house is occupied by one tenant. But the landlord is occupier of all the houses. Similarly, in each body, there are two living entities. One living entity is the soul, individual soul. And the other living entity is the Supreme Lord. Ishvara sarva-bhutanam riddhese arjuna prishtati. He is seated, both of them are seated within this heart. It is this. It is quite enough. Now, we have got, everyone knows from the heart, the energy is distributed to the whole body. And as soon as the heart stops to work, no more body exists. Everyone is. Therefore, the heart is the office, sitting office of both the soul and the super soul. Atman Paramatma. That is described in the Upanishad that two birds are sitting in one tree. This one tree is this whole body. And the two birds, one the individual soul and the other the super soul. Both of them are sitting as friends. One bird is eating the fruits of the tree. And the other bird is simply onlooker, upadrishta hanumanta. It is the one bird who is eating the fruit. He is asking, shall I eat the fruit? And the other bird says no. But he says, no, I shall eat. All right, you eat at your risk. This is my this subject matter was written, I think, by Milton, the Paradise Lost. So, the Paramatma is sitting within your heart to guide you. And without his permission, you cannot enjoy anything. But he gives permission. When you are persistent, he gives permission. All right, you can do it at your own risk. And when he is fed up, he may come to God again. What shall I do? But God's open declaration is that sarva dharmān bhuditvajya māmetam saranam. The super soul God is always expected when this individual soul bath will turn towards him. He's so merciful. He's waiting. My dear friend, why you are trying to become happy by enjoying this material fruit produced by your work in this world? We are creating different types of fruit. Parmana dhaivana trena jantar deha upapatti. We are getting different types of body, life after life, which is created by our own karma. We want it, a body like this. We get it. If we want a body like tiger, to eat meat and suck blood, then Krishna will give you a tiger's body. And if you want the body like Deva, you can get it. Everything you can get it. Jate Sisu Tathapu. Krishna says, whatever you like, I'll give you opportunity. But the best advice is, That sarva dharman paritya maminkam. This is your business. It is up to me to accept it or not to accept it. Krishna does not interfere with your independence because you are part and parcel of Krishna. You have got little independence, minute part, not full independence. Krishna is fully independent. We are not fully independent. Krishna is Sarat, fully independent. Janma Atasya Annayatitaratascha Atesu Avigna Sarat. Sarat means fully independent. But we are being part and parcel of Krishna. We are also little independent. So, by misusing our independence, instead of serving Krishna, we are serving our senses. Therefore, bhakti marga means to rectify the senses, to purify the senses. By purifying senses, we come to Krishna consciousness. This is the definition of bhakti. Sarva-bhādhi-dhinir-muttam tat-paratena-nirmanam rishikena-rishikesa-sevanam-bhakti-ruccha. Bhakti means to come to our original consciousness by purifying the senses. How the senses can be purified? This bhakti-yoga process. Sevanam-kirtanam-vishmo. This is the first process. You have kindly come here. You are hearing about Krishna. Krishna's talk with Arjuna. It is very good. If you continue hearing like this, he will be perfect. Simply by hearing, even if you do not do anything, give up only hearing. Sthane sthita sutigatana tamuvana manovi. This is the recommendation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that people should be given chance for hearing. Things, especially in this age, Kali Yuga, they cannot do anything. But if they simply agree to hear, sitting for some time, that can be introduced in every house, every home. The Bhagavad Gita is there. And everything is explained there. If family-wise, everyone sits down in the evening or in the morning for half an hour and reads Bhagavad Gita, chants Hare Krishna mantra, just see the result. Every home will be happy. This is our propaganda, Krishna consciousness movement. Simply try to hear about Krishna. So about Krishna, Krishna is personally speaking this Bhagavad Gita about himself. So why not take this opportunity? Why you are losing the opportunity, even in this human form of life, to hear about Krishna? Everyone can do that. But don't misinterpret according to your own, partial brain. No. Just hear Krishna, what Krishna says, as it is. Krishna, don't try to intermarry the protection. That will not make you proud. Try to hear Krishna. Krishna says that he is the Supreme Personality of God. He says, matta parataram nanyam. There is nothing superior than Krishna. That is, if you accept that, then you immediately advance 50% in spiritual. Immediately. If you simply accept this, the Krishna says that matta parataram nanya kinchidastita. And that is the bhavita of the shastra. Ishara parama Krishna satchidananda vigraha anadi adi govinda sarvakarana karana. This is statement of Brahma Sangita. And Srimad Bhagavatam,
And he says, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Ete Jnana Sakala Pungsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Again it is said, Ramadi Mutti Sukalanya Mena Tishtha, Nana Avatana Makarat Bhuvanesu Kintu. Krishna Swayam Samavavat Paramatmamat. We have got description of many avatars incarnate. So, they are Krishna's expansion by Ram, Nishinga, Baraha, Matsa. There are so many incarnations. They are coming. Incarnations are hundreds and thousands. So, they are all incarnations. But Krishna Swayam, Paramatma, Krishna is the supreme person. In this way, accept Krishna, the origin of everything. Janmadrasya-dhata. Krishna says, next, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravarta iti matya bhajante ma buddha bhava samandita. Those are actually buddha, intelligent, and bhava, with ecstatic love. They worship Krishna bhajante ma chaturvidha. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravarta. Sarvam means, because in the beginning of creation, there are three deities, Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesha. So, they are also emanation from Krishna. Matta sarvam. Sarvam includes Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Matta sarvam pravarta. Iti matta, one who knows it, very well. Iti matya bhajante ma, those who know, in the knowledge, they worship me, Buddha, because they are expert, they are actually in knowledge. Buddha, bhava samanmita, with expression of love. This is what, this is perfection of life. He takes to Krishna consciousness. With love and faith, full understanding of Krishna, that is the perfection of life. That you can get. Every one of us can get it. If we study Bhagavad Gita very carefully, without any bad interpretation. So, success is there. We have to take. And another facility is that because sometimes we cannot understand what is actually Bhagavad Gita's purpose. It is very plain. Still, as we are very much unfortunate, we cannot understand. That misfortunate can be avoided by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. It will cleanse the heart. Take that Paramarjanam. Baba Mahadabhagni Nirbhava. We are suffering from misunderstanding. Misunderstanding that I am this body, I belong to this nation, I belong to this family, I belong to this, that, so many things. All misunderstanding. All misunderstanding. My real identity is Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. Fortunately or unfortunately, by my own work, I have been put into the encasement of this body, temporary body, and I am creating another body. In this way, I am traveling from one body to another, from one planet to another, from one place to another. This is going on. Bhutta bhutya praligyate. I am taking my birth, and again, I am becoming annihilated. Although, I am eternal. Nitya Chasatayam Nahannati. This is understood. People should be little intelligent that if I am eternal, Nahannati Annamani Shari. I do not die even after the destruction of this body. Just like this certain coat is torn out, we throw it out. That does not mean I am also torn and finished. Similarly, this body This body means I am spirit soul. I am covered with this gross body and this subtle body. This gross body is made of earth, water, air, fire, sky. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. So I am covered by these two, sarks and coals. So I am different from these. That is knowledge. That is not, that knowledge being explained. And when you come to that real knowledge, then you become Brahma-bhūta, Prasannātma. When you actually understand that I am Brahma, aham brahmasmi, I am spirit soul, this is my sadhana coat. For so long I was busy with this sadhana coat only. I have no business, it is. Yes, you have got business, but that is not your main business. Your main business is to take care of yourself as soul. That is your main business. This is called knowledge. Brahma Bhuta Prasannātma. Then one who comes into this knowledge, he becomes Prasannātma. Oh, I was so much ignorant of knowledge. That was right. He committed some mistake. And when he comes to the knowledge, that knowledge, he becomes Prasannātma. Oh, I was mistaking like this. And simply I was anxious. I was taking so much care, anxiety. This is a mistake. Similarly, as soon as you come to this understanding that I am spirit soul, then immediately you become Prasannātma, jolly. Brahma-bhūta Prasannātma, nasojati nakarāṁsati. This is what is called liberation. This is called liberation. When you come to the platform of jolliness, ānandamaya vyāsa, you are ānandamā. Satchidānanda vigra, part and parcel of Satchidānanda, Satchidānanda. So, when we come to our spiritual consciousness, our Krishna consciousness, then we immediately become Ānandamaya. That is real knowledge. Brahma Bhuta Prasannātma, Nasuchati Nakāya, Samasarvisi. Then you can understand that all the living entities, they are also so equally equally important than like me. As I am important, so all the living entities, they are also my brothers. That is called universal brothers on the spiritual platform. In the material platform, it is not possible. Because material platform means ignorance. It does not know what he is. Then when you come to the spiritual platform, then you can understand that this dog is also a spirit soul. This lion is brahmi is also a spirit soul. This elephant is also a spirit soul. Pandita samadarshita. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani gavihastini suni jeta sapaki. Pandita samadarshita. That is real samadarshita. And so long we are in the material platform. We may see samadarshina, so many ism, kirantrasism, nationalism, this ism, that. These are all false. You cannot come into the equal level. Only spiritual level. The spiritual understands that now we are also Brahma-bhūta prasanna. Then when you come to that understanding, then actual bhakti begins. Samasarveshu bhūteshu mat bhakti lavate para. Therefore, in the bhakti platform, Krishna consciousness, there is no such distinction. Here is America, here is India, here is Africa, here is this and that. No, everyone is Krishna consciousness. Actually, if we want equality, fraternity, then we must come to Krishna consciousness. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement. Actually, it is becoming factual. These boys and these girls, they are no more thinking that they are American or European or Canadian or Australian and Indian also. They are equal. If you want equality, fraternity, friendship, love and perfection, solution of problems, all problems, economic, political, social, religious, then come to Krishna consciousness. Come to this platform. that all your ambitions will be fulfilled and you'll be perfect. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.